evening. Welcome to the Derby debrief from Rams TV, live from Pride Park Stadium. Owen Bradley with former Derby captain Sean Barker alongside, here to bring you reaction to a victory for Derby County today. 3-0 over promotion rivals Barnsley. One more goal would have taken the Rams into the playoff places at Barnsley's expense. Back-to-back home league wins for the Rams. Four wins in a row here at Pride Park overall for Derby. Lots of stats and lots of facts to throw at you over the course of the programme. We'll bring you reaction from the camp shortly as well. Start with a word or two from Sean. As always, did Derby deserve it today?
Yeah, it was a superb performance from start to finish. In the first half, it was cagey. There wasn't too much to pick between the two sides. We limited Barnsley to very few chances, only set pieces. They looked a bit of a threat. And we just about edged it with open play. Mendes Lang looked bright. We looked a little bit more kind of assertive and confident in that final third. But ultimately, it was just the penalty that separated the two at half time. The second half, I thought we dominated. I thought we were on top for the majority. Two set pieces, which the manager will be delighted about. Those little key moments, the small things can define matches. And when you get that second goal, our confidence grew and ultimately deserved the 3 points and could have and maybe should have taken more from the game as well. We should be in the top six with the amount of chances we created.
We can and we will talk about the goals, but what about the defensive effort today? I've asked both Paul Warne and Craig Forsyth about this as well. Barnsley had the best attack in League One coming into today, hadn't lost away from home, scored goals for fun on their travels, limited to one shot on target this afternoon, and that was a free kick, nothing in open play.
I thought we stifled any sort of general play for Barnsley throughout the 90 minutes. It starts with the front line, with Carlo working tirelessly. I thought the midfield were relentless to get around the pitch to try and make it difficult for Barnsley. And defensively, they were sound. I thought Aaron Cashin and Nelson were superb at the heart of centre-half. Niambi was his normal self, where he doesn't really give the wide players too much. And I thought Fozzie was excellent as well. So I mentioned it a few months back. If you're looking at six or seven outstanding performances, you'll win games of football. And early in the season, you could pick maybe one or two, and it was too inconsistent individually, which then, of course, affects the team as a whole. But the last few home games, we've been dominant. We've had so many good performances. We picked Collo as player of the match because he led the line so well. But I thought Cash and Nels were and Fozzie were outstanding at the back as well. So individually, collectively, it was professional. There was aggression. The set pieces got us over the line. And we created so many chances that we made a very good team coming into this game with some real threatening players look very, very average.
Well, Derby run out 3-0 winners. Craig Forsyth, second goal of the season, sandwiched by a brace for James Collins, who moves into double figures for the campaign. Get some reaction from his head coach. Here's Paul Warne.
Yeah, really pleased. I think it was one of them games which I said loads of times can go one way or the other. So at half-time we were 1-0 up. We could have been one or two down, or we could have been two or three up. It just felt like it was a tight game, and it could have gone either way on, you know, the smallest of incidents. And obviously, I'm biased, but I did think it was a penalty. And in fairness to Collo, he'd done his research and he knew where he was going to put it, so I had full confidence it would go in. So that was a good start to the half. And, you know, we warned them at half-time that obviously they'll come back at us because they've got nothing to lose. They've got to step up. And we had a good start, and then we controlled the second half pretty well. We obviously, I'd have liked to have scored more goals, but there were some really good performances, and it was the epitome of a League One game. I think there was parts of really good play. There was some roll your sleeves up and get your heads and your tackles in, and if there's an opportunity to spin a team, if they play a high line and we have pace up top, you have to do that. So most of what has been coached this week, the lads took on, which is good, and the praise goes to the lads. The lads have been brilliant. They've been really good at home over recent weeks, and you know, the last two games we've scored seven, conceded none, so everyone feels good about themselves, and you know, it's nice to leave the stadium where everyone looks happy.
5 goals in 4 days for James Collins. That's not a bad week for any striker.
No, good. In fairness, I mean, I can joke about it now, but the chest one, what went in, I thought it was going to, it looked like at one stage it was going to miss everything and bounce and then come back, hit him on the chin and go in, but it wouldn't matter. But as a striker, you think, oh my God, get down, quick. But his actual performance today was excellent. And, you know, he was assisted with Nat and Tom. And as a three, they worked really well. But I thought the midfield worked really hard. They do loads of, you know, not unseen running, I don't mean it like that, but the three of them in there were excellent, and the back line defended really well. So my only criticism is obviously Cashier the scored, but apart from that, you can edit that out. But apart from that, I thought, you know, the lad's done well, and obviously Joe's our new free kick taker, which is great news as well. So everyone can leave feeling good about themselves.
Yeah, set-piece goals. Maybe not how they're drawn up, but set-piece goals nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't care how we score. I thought, apart from the first two set-pieces, which weren't great, I thought we put them in really good areas, and we're still not getting on them, unfortunately. But we keep trying, and we keep trying to change them and try in different ways. And then, in fairness, the game changes came on and were really good. I thought Kane was... not frustratingly outstanding, he's just very good. He just keeps nutmegging people, and what's he going to do? He's like, I mean, that's a lovely way to play football, so it's good for Kane to get on. Yeah, so overall, a good, pleasing day. It's a pity we didn't get into the top six. I think we're probably a goal or two shy of that, but there's good, you know, there's good feelings. There's good feelings in the dressing room. I felt confident all week that we'd be able to win this game. So and the lads have trained at a level where we thought that this sort of performance was coming, so yeah, really pleased for everyone.
Barnsley were the top scorers in League One coming into today. I think you restricted them to just a single shot on target, and that was from a free kick. How pleased were you with the defensive efforts?
Yeah, good, and you've got to be competitive. I mean, in fairness, we had a few walking wounded by the end. I know Foz got a book in, and Foz was hanging a little bit. I know Nels was, I mean, Nels doesn't normally feel pain, so he must be very sore. I mean, I thought he was knocked out at one stage, so... But all four done really well. Obviously, Ryan took an injury early on. I don't know if anyone noticed it, but the ball got stretched. And I thought, oh, he's in trouble. So we had to make changes. Nat done his knee first half as well from a challenge from a corner. So we're sort of walking wounded, which is a bit of our story at the moment. But I'm not moaning about it. We, you know, the lads who go out on the pitch give everything for this great football club. And, you know, I'd really appreciate all the fans who sang at times today. It felt a little bit more like it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, and I'll get, you know, but I thought it felt a lot more like a proper football stadium. The place was bouncing. I know at 3-0 it's easy to, but it wasn't from the start, and I always like the Armistice Games Day games. I always feel like I loved it as a player, and I said to the lads before the game, you know, people gave their lives, so to win a header and to run around and give everything isn't much to ask. So I just felt the whole day from the minute silence through to the performance was befitting a Derby team, so I'm really proud.
Yeah, very good day for Derby and for Paul Warne and for James Collins. 5 goals in a week for him. May not have started today if Connor Washington had been fit, because Washington had impressed in the last couple of league games, but scores in the week, scores again today. It's what you want your centre forward to do.
Yeah, and it wasn't just his goals. Over the last couple of games, he's got 2 player of the matches, obviously picked up 5 goals. It's how he leads the line, how he uses his know-how, which is how he got his first goal and the penalty. Just that recognising moments in games where he might get something, he might convince the ref that there's a free kick to give, and he did it so well this afternoon. He deserves his 2 goals.
And as a defender, do you say, if you put your hands up, if you make contact with someone in the box like that, you are giving the referee a chance to make a decision?
Yeah, I know it's soft. I appreciate that. And maybe outside of the box, it's not given. But the second, as a defender, you put your arm up, the referee's looking for that contact. Now, it's minimal. I appreciate that. It is minimal. There's not a huge push. But the second Colo gets his head up, I think it's going over the top of him. He recognises that. He feels the tiniest of shove in the back, and he goes down. At that point, the referee's got a decision to make. Colo's put the referee in that position, and the defender who puts his arm on the back of Colo puts the referee in that position. So it's then down to one man and his decision. And he gave it to Darby, and there was no complaints from me. I'm pleased that Colo went down. There was enough of a shove for the referee to deem it a penalty, and that's what set the ball rolling. And then the second half, you know, Colo just led it so well. And we talked about the importance of those games, how important those games are against the Wolves 21s. Well, Colo played. He got his hat-trick. He got player of the match. And that natural kind of belief and confidence coming to the next game, which clearly affected him and gave him the 2 goals and another player of the match.
And what I loved about his second goal was that he stayed alive to the ball in the air. There's a couple of Barnsley players who clearly think the ball's going out of play or certainly not going near the goal. They've almost switched off. but the centre forward is the one who's alive to where the flight of the ball is, and he's there, and it's an interesting finish off his chest. Probably hasn't scored many like that, but he's in the right place.
It doesn't matter how it goes in, it doesn't matter. And we saw three very different goals midweek. Obviously, he got his penalty, which he got himself, and chested one over the line from a yard out. There's an art to scoring goals. And if you look at Kolo, he's not maybe the most athletic. At times, isn't necessarily the most pretty on the eye. But he's had a career of scoring goals consistently over the course of a season. He's already hit double figures. He's not been in the team week in, week out. He's had to be patient. I love the fact that he can be aggressive. He can instantly get onto a teammate because the pass isn't right. You saw it with Barkhazen in that first half because it wasn't perfect on a plate for him. He has a little pop, and you have to have players in the squad, in the team, that affect the team like that, that always demanding more. And that is a big part of him. And his history of scoring goals tells you that if at any stage you're struggling or need someone to put it in the back of the net, however it may come, he's your man.
We expect to see James Collins scoring goals, maybe not so much Craig Forsyth, who got Derby second, and it proved to be very important, especially the timing of it, just a couple of minutes after half-time, but striker's instincts in the box from him.
Yeah, and we've talked about set pieces, not just corners and free kicks. From deep, we were looking to get the ball into the edge of the box, and I can understand why, because I thought the back three for Barnsley, surprisingly, weren't dominant. They weren't particularly physical, and I think that's one of the reasons why Kolo had such a good game. Every time the ball was up there, Cash was always going to win that first ball, and what I liked from Fozzie is he gambled. He presumed that Cash would win that ball. He gambled the wrong side, and it was a brilliant finish because it's in his stride, but he used the outside of his left foot to finish into the far corner, and it was pretty much like for like for the third goal as well. Similar position, Cash flicks it on, Fozzie gets the shot off, and obviously Kolo's there waiting for tapping one home from a yard out. So set pieces can be key, especially in games like that where it's tight leading to that point. Now after the third goal, it was one-way traffic, and we could have got five or six in that game comfortably, and I don't think the Barnsley manager could have had any complaints about it.
Yeah, Barnsley beaten away from home for the first time this season. They've taken 17 points from a possible 21 on their travels coming into today, but beaten at Pride Park Stadium. Craig Forsyth among the goal scorers for the Rams.
Yeah, very good all-round performance. I think it's important against a top six rival who'll be up there at the end of the season to put on a performance at home and a good convincing win for us and a clean sheet as well.
Yeah, did you feel as though today was a chance to make a statement, if you want to use that phrase?
Yeah, possibly. I think we've been building the home form. Obviously, we didn't start well this year at home, but we've put a good few results together now at home, so hoping to continue that, and today was a good performance.
Yeah, long unbeaten run here, and I think four victories here in a row now as well. Do you feel as though, and when you're out there, can you feel as though you've turned it around?
Yeah, I think everybody, probably the new boys will see more, they're getting used to playing here. But yeah, it's just building that form as a team, as a unit, and everybody's pulling in the same direction.
And you scored at really good times, including yourself, showing striker-like instincts in there.
Yeah, just sneaked around the back. I managed to finish it off, and then the second one, it's obviously bounced nicely, and I've just hit it as hard as I could, and Carlos put it in his chest, I think. So, yeah, good to get on the score sheet. The coaching staff are always on it, the defenders, that we need to chip in more, so gladly helped today.
Are you more pleased with the goal or pleased with the defensive performance? I don't think you allowed Barnsley a shot on target, apart from one free kick.
Yeah, no, I think we dealt with most. I think they had quite a few set pieces, but we dealt with them as well quite well, so yeah, good day all round, clean sheet and three goals.
You go again on Tuesday night in the FA Cup, fighting on lots of fronts, but you seem to have a bit of momentum now.
Yeah, that's it. When you're on a good run like this, you want to just keep the games coming and keep that momentum going, so hopefully Tuesday night we can do the same again.
That's Derby defender Craig Forsyth. Results from League One today. Peterborough, the big winners in the lunchtime kickoff, 5-0 over Cambridge, closes the gap between them and the top of the table. Other winners in the playoffs, including Bolton, I should say, 1-0 win over Blackpool. Barnsley, of course, beaten by Derby, but managed to stay in the top six. We'll look at the table in just a second. Oxford held on to win at Lake Norient by 3-2. Portsmouth, the leaders, conceded a 93rd minute equaliser to Charlton, 2-2 it finished at Fratton Park, and an even later goal at Shrewsbury. Reading led 2-0 after 15 minutes, but their miserable season continues. They lose by 3-2 at the New Meadow this afternoon. Table then for you. Portsmouth's lead at the top, now down to just a single point from Oxford and from Bolton as well. Peterborough just 5 points back. Barnsley stay in the top six, only by virtue of goals scored. One more for the Rams would have seen them go in ahead of Barnsley. Stevenage a couple of points ahead. They have played that game more at the other end. We can see Reading still bottom of the table. Wigan, if not for their points deductions, by the way, they would be just behind Derby, eighth in the table. Gives a sign of how damaging those deductions can be. As Derby know all too well, of course. That's it from this programme. For now, you can get more reaction on the website, dcfc.co.uk. And we're back with you Tuesday night. For now, from me and the team, bye-bye.